Our intention in writing this book was to share our ideas about the potential of nature-based approaches to healing, and to hopefully inspire professionals across a variety of human service and educational fields who are working with children, youth, and families. We have read many academic books about outdoor adventure approaches in education and therapy, as well as highly engaging mainstream books about the benefits of connecting with nature. Some of these seemed overly academic, and others quite light and entertaining. We aim to create a book influenced by both writing approaches, even though we recognize that our approach will not satisfy everyone. We were undecided about the depth of research and theory to include versus stories and ideas for practice. As the chapters came together, and our colleagues gave feedback, we identified core elements and content that stayed near the middle ground we sought. At times, we felt lost. Lost in the immensity of trying to capture all that this approach to therapy has to offer. Lost in the literature of who said what, and what evidence do we have to say that? And lost, at times, in our confidence to provide something of value to you, the reader. If we take Tolkien's adage to heart, it will all be okay, as we accepted to go on an adventure and wander along in our efforts to share the work we truly believe in. We hope that early childhood educators, youth workers, community youth leaders, teachers, social workers, counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, occupational therapists, and a range of professionals in the human service field can find the materials, ideas, and activities we include helpful to their work. We hope this book inspires you to implement more nature-based approaches into your practice. And if you want to dive deeper into the material presented, we've left a breadcrumb trail throughout with our references. We did our best to provide theoretical support for the practices shared, as well as enough evidence from research to satisfy the rigor needed to represent the work fairly and justify our recommendations. So, whether you're a counselor wanting to take clients outside into nature for their weekly 60-minute sessions, or a youth worker utilizing parks and green spaces for relationship building, group work, or psychoeducational activities, we encourage you to find and use the parts of the book that will work for you. Chapters and related sections are set up to be read front to back. However, you be the judge of how to approach it. The book begins with broader narratives suggesting why we need nature for therapy and how it is portrayed in the research as beneficial. We locate our practices among other outdoor and eco-psychological approaches and then explore practice more in depth through case examples and personal experiences. We hope these examples and activity explanations offer you plenty of material to explore. Topics from certain chapters may draw your attention more than others. However, while each chapter can be read independently, they are all linked through cross-reference content, theoretical assumptions, and research evidence, while covering a wide variety of issues, populations, and contexts. In short, chapters 1 to 3 provide the philosophical and theoretical map for the practice terrain we explore. Chapters 4 to 11 provide knowledge, skills, and evidence to guide you into the terrain and direction on design and delivery of your own nature-based practice. We hope we have created a book that can provide practitioners with guidance, program administrators with evidence and justification for practice, and readers new to nature-based therapy ideas with the encouragement and confidence to join us in moving your practice into nature.